Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews and musings. Right here on 989 FM for the best country.
Hi, this is Jen Myers. I'm sitting here with Paddy McHugh. Hey, Paddy.
Hey, Jen. It's great to be back for yet another week here on Three Chords and the Truth.
How good is our job, man?
We are loving it.
It's so much fun.
It's great. And we are going to start, as we always do, Jen, by acknowledging the Jagera people, the traditional custodians of the land here at West End where we are today.
And we would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
And today's show is all about duets.
Ah, duets.
Jen, you've done a few. What is it about duets that is so amazing and why everyone loves them?
I think it's because there's, you know, there's two people and they're connecting through the music. It's a little bit more like a TV or a film art form. You're kind of watching the dynamic between two people, even though you're just listening to the music, you're kind of getting a visual of that dynamic between two people, whether it's friendship thing or a, you know, a love interest or, you know, two gals telling boys how it is and all that kind of stuff or whatnot, you know, you get that dynamic. And I think that's it. I don't know. It connects more to human stuff, I guess.
Yeah. And it's like a conversation like we're having now, you know, the duet's sort of a musical form of this natural thing that people do is
it's a little dance.
Communicate. Exactly. And yeah, anyway, look, we're going to explore this topic. We're going to be speaking with Duncan Toombs, who's a fantastic performer, and he's got a couple of two songs actually in the top 20 at the moment in the country charts, duets that he's worked on. But let's kick it off in style. Jen, I do believe you've picked this first duet for us. What is it?
This is Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty doing Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. A Mississippi river can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm a-going and go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm going to swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind, gotta have your loving one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Yeah. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much. I do not know.
first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled. Her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped out the tears that ran down my face.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow? So sweet and scarlet and free.
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. If I show you the roses, will you follow? They call me the wild rose, but my name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. Third day he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind light as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die, and I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Kylie Minogue singing Where the Wild Roses Grow.
Next up, we have another duet for you. This one comes from Link Phelps and Duncan Toombs. It's called The Wind.
Oh, and the nights are cold in July. But I shelter you. These days are getting harder. A whole lot more giving, less take. Days getting longer. We can bend, but we cannot break. How run my back?
days get longer. I'm okay as long as I got you. Life is made for two.
This is Jen Mize, and you're listening to Three Chords and the Truth on 98.9 for the Best Country. We have a king of country music here in Australia on the line. His name is Duncan Toombs, and Duncan can be found doing all kinds of things in the country music scene. He spends a lot of time playing in bands. He runs a really successful film company called The Filmery, and they do a lot of the music clips that you see on CMC and things like that. He's also one of my favorite singers in country music. He's got a couple duets that are in the charts right now. One of them being one that he did with me, which I'm okay with plugging that little bit. But and the other one is the song we just played. It's the tune with Link Phelps that Duncan did as a duet called The Wind. How you going, Duncan?
I'm doing great, Jen. How you doing?
Yeah, couldn't be better, man.
Welcome to Three Chords and the Truth.
Pretty happy to have you on here. You're one of my favorite people in country music.
Good to be here. We've got to tell the truth, right?
Yeah, right, man. We got to tell the truth. So how was it recording that song with Link? I know you work with Link quite a bit.
It's great. Like, it's funny, you know, the way the universe works. You know, both yourself and Link approached me, you know, sing with you guys on each of your albums respectively, and within the same almost 2 months. And I was like, oh, well, this is amazing. I've never really had the opportunity to, you know, sing with another artist, like, on their album. I've done harmonies in the past, but usually it's just been guitar work. But the older I get, the more I don't mind having a bit of a sing here and there. So I've just really enjoyed the whole process of having a sing and, you know, trying to get better as a singer songwriter myself.
Well, yeah, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you got a project going right now with your brother, bassist Andy Toombs, and you guys have been doing some Toombs Brothers duo type stuff, right?
Yeah, that's on the slow burn, if you want to use that term. Andy and I are I've been trying to write some songs and write some songs about our childhood and stuff that relates to us as we were growing up playing music.
Now, Duncan, what is it, do you think, that makes a duet so powerful? They've always been a big thing in country music, and, you know, you're saying this is one of the first few that you've done on records, and you've got now two duets sitting in the top 20. They obviously resonate with audiences and people. What do you think that makes a duet so special?
Well, I don't know. I suppose duet, in a way, when you hear a song from an artist and they sing it, it's their perspective. It's how they feel about whatever they're singing about. With a duet, it's kind of, maybe it's not another level, but it's just another perspective on story can widen. You know, a story can be bigger because it's from two people and they're going to sing it from themselves, you know. So, I don't know, a story is able to maybe be broadened and, I don't know. It's a difficult question, but there's probably more emotion because it's coming from two people.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. You know, you can have these dual emotions as well. They don't necessarily have to be telling the same story. And often in duets, they're telling the same story, but the two perspectives can actually be contradictory and not line up. And that makes it really interesting.
Yeah, it could be that little tug and pull. That's like the human condition, really. You know, you put more than one person singing from more than one perspective, and there's going to be a little bit of coinciding and then a little bit of not. Yeah, I think that's. I think you really did hit the nail on the head there, Duncan. I think that was a really good answer. Maybe the only answer.
Yeah. Do you have any particular duets that you really dig and that have meaning for you that we could possibly play as well after this if we can find it?
The only one that comes to my mind is probably from my childhood when I was. I used to listen to a singer who sung on a lot of Disney tracks. His name's P.J. Bryson. He's just an amazing singer, but. I just remember a duet from when I was a kid was that theme to Aladdin, A Whole New World.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Aladdin singing to his, the princess he can't get, you know, because he's just a chump and she's a princess, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, that's one, I don't know why, that just sprung into my head.
Oh, well, look, we're going to play that one. It might not exactly fit into the Americana roots country genre, but hey, we will still play it.
I reckon we're going to have a go at that one, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So much fun.
We need to re-record it.
Exactly. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, Duncan. It's really our pleasure to have you on. You're a great musician and a wonderful person. So nice to talk to you, and you're just awesome.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Have a great night.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thank you. All right, Jen, Duncan's just thrown down the ultimate alt country Disney challenge. Are we going to do this?
I never thought we would do a Disney song on our show.
But we're going to. For Duncan, that's how much
you know
we
what? It, for Duncan, it, yeah, we can
right.
do this.
Here's a Disney duet.
Wait, we need the lyrics, though, from the thing. Because, yeah, I'm going to struggle in general. I can't believe we're doing this. Okay.
Well, let's do it. Come on, Duncan.
All right, for Duncan.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder. I can't believe we're doing this. Over, sideways, and under on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
I can't believe that.
Folks, look out for that one on our upcoming alt country covers of Disney classics.
Yeah, that's coming out in 2020, folks, so don't hold your breath. I mean, but yeah, it's coming out soon.
Yeah, okay, now a serious song.
Maybe I can make you forget her tonight.
And maybe it's okay to feel nothing. Maybe it's alright.
Someone else's arms. Maybe what you need is something new. Baby, I got time and a little love set aside for you.
Babe, I ain't expecting forever.
no, not this time.
Baby, you ain't looking like the perfect man. So you're just another broken, weary fool. Come and lay your head in my arms just like a child, and I'll comfort you. And maybe I can make you forget her.
Make me forget her tonight.
Maybe I can make you forget her.
And maybe you can make me forget her.
You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best of Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers.
All right, we're talking everything duets today. Patty, you pick the next one. What do you got for us?
Yeah, look, this is by a band from the States called Shovels and Rope.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, husband-wife team. And I picked this. I actually went to one of the best concerts I've ever been to. I was visiting my brother who lives in Seattle and went to see the Drive-By Truckers with Shovels and Rope opening, which was just an amazing show.
What a concert.
But we nearly missed it because the venue was called the Showbox, and my wife and I, we got in a cab and we went down to the Showbox, and I was very surprised to see that this bar only held about 50 people. Oh. And it got about to half an hour before the show started, and I was like, something's wrong here, because I thought it'd be packed. And I said to the guys, like, man, Shovels Rope playing here? He goes, no, man, this is the old Showbox. There's a new one down the road that holds about 2,500 people. So we had this frantic cab ride across downtown Seattle, freaking out. And when we walked in, as soon as we walked in, we pushed our way to the front and they first caught a Shovels and Rope start, and it was amazing.
That's amazing. And to all our regular Three Chords and the Truth listeners, you might recognize this tune because we use it in our opening. Here it is, Shovels and Rope, Keeper.
Well, Lulu's by the river and she got herself a good man. Spends half the year offshore in Lower Alabama. Her friends say she should leave him and come join him in the West Coast sand. But she knows she's got a keeper and he'll never really understand. Till a man come back around, she might go down to Pensacola, maybe lay out on the old boat shore. But she don't go to bars at home without him anymore. She don't care about what they say, she don't listen anyway. Neck round is playing cards around a TV set, waiting around for something that ain't happy yet. Joking with the dancer, she said, I can help you to forget. But he knows he's gotta keep it, so his mouth lights a cigarette and tips his head. Starts working when it's going down. Melting hot steel down in Beanville, just waiting on a turnaround. He starts thinking about Pensacola. He could be fishing on the old boat shore. He don't like to do those things without her anymore. He don't care about what they say. Man, he don't listen anyway. Listen anyway.
love scars, love wounds, and marks any heart not tough nor strong enough to take a lot of
listening to Three Chords and the Truth on 98.9 for the Best Country. That was Love Hurts by Gram Parsons and Emmylou Harris. And up next, we got How Do You Feel About Fooling Around, which is from the Highwaymen album, Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
So many people got so many lines. They've all been tried and it's true. They've all got so many reasons for changing your mind. And there ain't none of them know. But there's just so little distance between me and you. I think we're two of a kind. We won't do nothing you don't want to do, and I won't tell you no lie. So tell me, how do you feel about fooling around? Down from your head to your toe, you know that ain't nothing real and right here and now, if that's as far as it goes. And it goes.
Thank you. Hey, we can take it or leave it alone, but we got so little time. So tell me,
how do you feel about fooling around? Now from your head to your toe, you know that there ain't nothing realer than right here and now. If that's as far as it
Jen, it's shout-out time.
Shout-out time. What up, shout-out time, people?
So this week's shout-out goes to all of the mob listening in McLean, New South Wales.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service at 2TLC.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
I was going to stop you. I'm just going to let you go.
The rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Patty McHugh, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Jen, enough mucking around. We are doing duets, and we are going to have a crack at one now live in the studio. This is a song by a punk rock band whom I love very much called The Super Suckers. And this song's called Hungover Together, live here in the 98.9 FM studios.
You're a fine desert flower to these bloodshot eyes. The sun sets, got nothing on you. Each night finds me here with a 12-pack of beer. It's good to wake up near you.
My head is pounding and I need a smoke, but not as much as the touch of your skin. And I must admit that I've work once again, and it's
always good to see you, my friend, and to wake up hungover together again. Well, I'll just lie here and watch you get dressed as I block the sun from my face. And working ain't fair, so I'll drive you there, 'cause I ain't going no place.
I can't find my shoes and I can't find my dress. This is no way to start out the day. Where the hell are my keys? And what's this bruise on my knee? What the hell did we do anyway?
I have no idea.
And it's
always good to see you, my friend, and to wake up hungover together again.
Oh,
washing in a river. Can't no preacher man save my soul.
top of that block, you heard Barton Hollow by the Civil Wars, followed by Killing the Blues by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss from the Raising Sand record, which is still to this day what I want to be with my life, what I want to do with myself.
Yes, it's amazing. It's, what, 10 or something years old, and it still just holds so much water.
That record is who I want to be inside my person.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so good. Jen, I've got some bad news. We've come to the end of the show.
Oh, man.
Our duet show is done and dusted, but like many of the themes we tackle, there's obviously scope to revisit, so we will.
We probably will have a duets volume 2, volume 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, and I'd like to formally apologize for the Disney song, but we're going to blame our guests and thank him today, Duncan Toombs.
Duncan Toombs. Yes. It's all his fault.
Now, Jen, you picked this last tune that we're going to go out on, another great duet. Jen, can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites of all time. It's a John Prine tune. It's called Angel from Montgomery. And this is the live version of Bonnie and John singing it together.
Let's do it.
Mm. Woo!
Kitchen. I can hear them buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today.
How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say?
Just a hard way to go.